Good morning to everyone. I'm so happy to be here with you to worship the Lord today. And I love to see folks worshiping the Lord, raising your hands and praising. You know, a lot of places that I sing, now I was raised in a shouting church. I was raised in a little old country church, but folks would get happy and shout and praise the Lord. A lot of places I sing nowadays, if somebody was to shout, it'd probably scare half the congregation. But I'm old-fashioned. I like the old-time way. Anybody like the old-time way? And I like good old-fashioned preaching, preachers that aren't afraid to preach the gospel like it should be. There's so many of them that tries to sugarcoat it, but I think we need some good old-fashioned preaching, singing, shouting, and that's what the name of this song says. I like the old-time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. Let her go. And I need some hand clapping. Help me out. Come on. Well, I like the old-time preaching, praying, singing. I like the old time reading of God's word. I like to hear that old time hallelujah's glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord. Well, long ago when just a child at old camp meeting time, how my heart would beat with joy to hear the old bells chime. It's calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. Oh, I like the old time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time reading of God's word. I like to hear those old time hallelujah's glory. I like the old time worship of the Lord. Preaching in them good old days and still the world proclaim. Preaching for the souls of men and not for worldly fame. Well, under such old-fashioned preaching, sinners knelt to pray. And the Lord would save them in that good old-fashioned way. Oh, I like the old-time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old-time reading of God's word. And I like to hear those old-time hallelujah's glory. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. Oh, I like the old-time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old-time reading of God's word. I love to hear those old-time hallelujah glory. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. Amen. Can I hear a glory? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, for a lot of years, I have a wonderful, godly mother. I have one brother and two sisters, and mom raised us in church, taught us about Jesus, taught us songs to sing. And that wasn't always the easiest thing for her to do, because for many years, when mom was taking us to church and teaching us about Jesus, my dad was an alcoholic for a lot of years. And she prayed for dad for many, many years, over 10 or 12 years, before that prayer was answered. So many times, now I'm not here to preach to you, you got a good preacher, but a lot of times we pray for something, and if that prayer is not answered right then, or when we think it should be answered, well, the Lord didn't answer my prayer, and we may slack off a little bit. Don't ever give up hope. There's hope in knowing Jesus. And all those years of mom praying for dad, he came to know the Lord. And as it says in this song, sometimes folks may have a broken, ruined life. But Jesus can take that broken, ruined life and make it a wonderful life. Serving the Lord and loving Him as our Savior. I will serve Thee. I will serve Thee. Because I love Thee, You have given life to me. have given life to me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All those years that my dad was an alcoholic and drank, and he didn't think the Lord could deliver him. And all those years of mom praying for many years, she'd say, "Come go to church with me. Come go to church with me." He'd say, "I ain't a going." And all those years, she kept begging him. One Sunday, she turned around to invite him. Now, some of you may have heard this, but I think since it's been 9 years, most of you probably hadn't. But she turned around to invite him, couldn't find him. And just as we was ready to walk out the door, he went back to one of the other rooms and was changing his clothes. He said, "Honey, do I look all right?" It wouldn't have mattered if he had had the worst looking clothes he had on. The main thing was that her prayer was being answered. And Dad went to church with us, and when the invitation was given, he made his way to the altar. He gave his heart and life to Jesus, and not only did he receive salvation, he had that little grain of faith the size of a mustard seed. And he asked God to take away that desire of alcohol, and he received a miracle and was completely delivered from being an alcoholic. Now, yes, you can praise the Lord. Give him a hand. Now you talk about some shouting going on that day. Mama shouted all over that church. Then when she got home, she shouted all over that house. I don't think she even missed the bathrooms and the closets. She shouted everywhere she could get in there and shout. And Dad became a wonderful, a go-getter for our church, because he'd go out knocking on doors. You know, you don't see folks do that no more. Folks are afraid to knock on doors. Some folks are afraid to open their doors. But Dad used to go knock on doors. And folks that knew he was an alcoholic and knew that he drank, and they'd open the door and see him, and he'd have big old tears running down his face and a lump in his throat. And, they probably thought he's like, "Well, what do you want?" And he said the same thing to them all those years he heard from my mom. You know what he said? He said, "Come go to church with me. I'm not the same man that I used to be. God saved me. He delivered me. He's changed my life. And if he can do it for me, he can surely do it for you." Now, I'm not giving my dad any praise or glory. Give all the glory to Jesus. But our church grew, Pastor, because somebody got excited about the change that had been made in their life by knowing Jesus. And Dad, we had largest Sunday school attendance and worship service we ever had because somebody got excited. And that's what we should do. We should get excited. We should be happy that we know Jesus. Amen? There's too many folks goes around like this. "Well, how you doing?" "Oh, things is bad." "Well, instead of looking down, you know what you should be doing? Looking up to where our joy and our happiness comes from knowing Jesus." This is one of my mom's favorite songs, so I'll just do this for her, and y'all can all enjoy it too, I hope. It says, "When I lift up my head, he lifts up my heart, and those troubles, they just seem to all roll away." So y'all help me out again with some hand clapping. All right, let her go, Joanna. Woo! Come on, help me out. "When I'm down, when I'm down and out, when my heart is filled with fear and doubt, then I lift up my head and he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just don't roll away. Roll them on away, Lord. Roll them on away, Lord. Troubles on away, Lord. Roll them on away, Lord. Oh, when I lift up my head, then he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just don't roll away. Well, I can't see the sun with my head to the ground. Tears in my vision and weigh my heart down. Oh, but I get this feeling when I kneel and pray and I lift up my head. Then he lifts up my heart and my troubles all roll away." If you believe that, say amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. My heart down. Whoa. them all away, Lord. Troubles roll away, Lord. Roll them all away, Lord. Just when I lift up my head, He lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away. Roll away. Amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. I've been singing since I was five, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. And everything that I sing for Jesus. He's the reason I sing. That's the reason that I sing. I love what I do, and I enjoy it, but He's the reason. But the songs that I sing, as this song says, I love this song. Listen to the words. This is a brand new song that a man wrote just for me. It's brand new. I said, Jesus is the reason I sing, but the songs are for you. The name of this is called This Song. Is he still up here? Oh, he wants to play the drums now. It's called This Song's For You. Every song that I sing, it's for you. And I pray that you'll feel the presence of the Lord. And if you have a need today, that you'll come and get your needs met today. And if you don't know Jesus, we want you to know Him. Here's a brand new song that I've never sang before, but I recorded it, and I hope that it'll speak to your heart. It's entitled, This Song's For You. If you woke up this morning proud to be living in this land, this song's for you. And if you took a little time to bow your head and thank the Lord, this song's for you. And if you still appreciate the finer things of life, like your friends and your neighbors and a home fire burning bright, this song's for you. If you go to church on Sunday and you try to do what's right, this song's for you. And if you've sung along with songs like I Saw the Light, this song's for you. And if you think a song ain't worth a dime, if it don't touch your heart, and you don't mind someone strumming on an old flat-top guitar, this song's for you. You know who you are. I'm on this stage, oh, but God's the star, and He's the reason I do what I do. Oh, but You're the reason this song's for you. If you like gospel music, as real as it gets, this song's for you. So if you have ears to hear, here it is. This song's for you. I don't know what you expected walking through these church house doors, but if you want to hear some songs like you don't hear much anymore, this song's for you. You know who you are. I'm on this stage, oh, but God's the star, and He's the reason I do what I do. But You're the reason, and this song's for you. Amen. I hope you like that. That's a brand new song. Are you feeling fine? How many of you is feeling fine today? Are you feeling fine? Everybody feeling all right? I didn't see all the hands go up. Some of you is feeling fine. Maybe some of you not so fine. But I hope that you're feeling fine. I'm feeling fine. I love to sing. And If ain't nobody up here but me and Jesus, we have a good time. But I pray that you're having a good time too. And this next song is one that I really need some hand clapping, and maybe if y'all clap, it'll create a breeze for me, because they could be icicles hanging from that ceiling and I'd still sweat. So y'all clap and create a breeze for me on one that says, I'm feeling mighty fine. All right. Come on, help me out. Put your hands together. Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, for I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the line, for I'd been on my knees in the night, and I prayed till the Lord gave a sign. Yes, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Oh, with Jesus all the time. We're walking, we're talking as we climb. We're traveling a road to the sky, where I know I'm gonna live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand, and he says that our home will be mine. Oh, and now I'm feeling fine. If you're feeling fine, wave at me. I'm feeling mighty fine. Oh, I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, you know I want to go where the milk and honey flow. There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. Well, I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, and now I'm feeling, yes, I'm feeling. I thought you was leaving. You didn't like that one. Woo, I'm going to sit down for a minute. The only problem wrong with that song right there is there ain't no swallowing place. Nowhere to catch your breath or breathe. So I'm going to slow down and actually, is it all right with y'all if I do something a little humorous? I'm glad you agreed, because I was going to do it anyway. No, you know, I love to see people smiling and laughing and being happy. You know, it's all right to have fun, even in church. One thing I like about your pastor is he always has a little humor and kids and jokes a little bit, and I love that. You know, there's some pastors that get up and, you know, they just, you know, they don't move so much, you know, afraid they'd pop a button if they move the wrong way. But it's all right to have fun, even in church. We, of all people, have something to be happy about, don't we? We know Jesus. We got the greatest reason in the world to be happy. Now, I was born and raised. How much time have I got? I don't even know. What time y'all want out of here? Oh, okay. Don't you just stand back here at the door. What's his name? The birthday boy? Nathan, you stay right there, Nathan. Don't let nobody out. He's a pretty big fella. I don't think we can get past him. So, but it's all right. I was born and raised in North Carolina, and I live in Tennessee. But I won't tell you the name of the church in case y'all know anybody over in Tennessee. But I sang at a church right there in Tennessee. Some of you may have heard me tell this before, but this is a true story. You know, when I go places to sing, I hope that they'll like me well enough to let me come back. And all. And so I sang at this church, and I called the phone number that I had. And this lady answered the phone. She's the one that's in charge of the guests that come, the singers or the speakers. And I said, ma'am, this is Rick Strickland. I've been to your church before. I wanted to see if I could come back again before I could even finish my sentence. She said, we're not going to have you back. You'll not be at our church again. I could just tell she had an old sour look on her face from the from the way she sounded. And I said, well, ma'am, I've just got to know, what did I do wrong? Why can't I come back? She said, you had too much fun. True story. She said, you carried on too much. And she went on to say, she said, the house of God is not the place to be having fun. Y'all, anybody out here, y'all ever watch Mayberry, you know, Andy Griffin and Barney Fife? Y'all seen that, hadn't you? You know, I love them old shows. And I got to thinking, what would old Andy Griffin had said to her when she said church ain't the place to be having fun? I think old Andy would have said, she ought not have said that. And I said, ma'am, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry that I can't come back to your church. But I figured since she got her 2 cents in, Pastor, I was going to get mine in too. I said, but I'm not sorry for seeing people smiling. And I'm not sorry for seeing people laughing. I'm not sorry for seeing signs of joy. Amen. Like I said, we got a reason to be happy. There's too much sadness in the world. And folks that think they're having a good time that don't know the Lord, they don't know what true joy and happiness and peace is all about. That's when you know Jesus, you have the greatest joy and peace in your life that you can ever experience. Anyway, with all that said, now I'm going to do something humorous. I think it'll be humorous. I'm going to try to sing bass. We got any men in here that likes to hear bass singing? You know, the pastor, he's the only one. Okay. Well, I'll do this for the pastor. But anybody here, I know, I saw a few hands that knows about Southern gospel. Anybody here ever heard of J.D. Sumner? Y'all know? Oh, yeah, I see quite a few hands going up. J.D. Sumner was the lowest bass singer in the entire world. He was listed in the Guinness World Book of Records as having the lowest voice in the world. He could sing lower than the last note on that piano, off the musical scale. Now, I was blessed to have sang in his quartet, got to sing with him for 10 years, and that was a joy, and I loved it. But, you know, everybody liked that bass singing. He'd get down there so low, I mean, it'd vibrate your chairs. And it always remembered, oh, that's J.D. Sumner. He's the lowest bass singer in the world. Then they'd look over at me. He'd say, what's his name? Oh, the one that looks like a man and sings like a woman. So for all of you men folks who would rather hear a man sing like a man, I hope that this will bring a little humor and you'll smile and laugh and have a good time. I'm going to try to sing bass all the way through. I'm going to sing the whole song. Now, Donnie Sumner, J.D.'s nephew, is singing a lot on this. So this is the Donnie Sumner Quartet with me singing bass. And this is one J.D. used to sing. So I hope I sound like a real man as I try to sing bass for you on There's a Light. Here we go. Come on, Rick. Sound like a man now. Help me all you can, Joanna.
There is a light that shines through the night. It's Jesus. He lights the way for me. Since I knelt and found my Savior, he leads me on to heaven, my home. There's a light.
It's shining bright for me.
There's a
light
shining for me.
All along the way,
I can clearly see.
I have no fear,
though it's dark and drear.
There's a light,
it's shining bright for me. way that leads to endless day. It's Jesus, He lights the way for me, and I'll follow in His footsteps. He is the light that shines through the night.
There's a light.
It's shining bright for me. There's a shining for me,
shining just for me,
all along the way,
all along the way.
I can clearly see,
I can clearly see,
I have no fear,
I have
no fear, it's dark and dreary. It's shining bright for me.
Ooh. Oh, y'all are so kind, y'all are so kind. What's your name? Joanna. I'll get right here. I'm going to move over here to the piano. I'm skipping. What's on the list? We'll come back to that in a little while. I'm going to... Now, listen, y'all. Can you turn this... There you go. It's already on. I am not a piano player. So I want to clarify that before y'all say, boy, that's the most pitifulest piano playing I ever heard. But as I said, my mom's here today, and I'm thrilled that my mom is here with me. But my dad, if I can tell you without crying, because I'm a big old crybaby, but my dad suffered from Alzheimer's. And if you know anything about Alzheimer's, it's a terrible, terrible disease. And I watched my dad lose his ability to walk, to talk, to eat, to drink, and eventually to even breathe. I was with him when he took his last breath. And I thought that was more than I could bear, to see my daddy passed away. I'd never even been in a room before where anybody had passed away, and I was there with my dad when he passed away. But I came off the road when I was with the Stamps Quartet, sang with them for about 10 years, and I came off the road to help care for my daddy, and we took care of him as long as we could at home. But, you know, there comes that point where you have to make that difficult decision, you know, where we had to think about mom's health, and dad was just getting worse and worse, and he, you know, me and my brother could barely pick him up ourselves. It's just dead weight because he couldn't help himself. So after many years of taking care of him at home, we had to place him in a nursing home. And of course, somebody from our family always went to see him, and I'd go there to visit my daddy, and they had an old upright piano there in the nursing home. Now, years ago, when I was just a young boy, there was a man in our church that taught me a few chords. He could play just a little bit. He said, Rick, would you like me to teach you a few chords so you might could chord your way through a song on the piano? That's basically what I do. I just chord my way through. I'm not a polished musician by any means. But I said, yes, I would love that. And he taught me a few chords, and I still remember it after all these years. And I'd go to the nursing home, and I'd sit down there at that old upright piano that most of the keys were probably out of tune, but I'd sit down there and would set my daddy there beside of me in the wheelchair, and I'd start out, you know, what I thought was just going to be a song or two for my dad. Then more patients would start gathering around the piano, and before long the folks that works there, the staff, would start bringing more and more people in. What I thought I was just going to sing one or two songs for my daddy, I'd end up sitting there at that old piano and sing for over an hour and a half, song after song after song, anything that I could think of to sing for those folks at the nursing home. And I always remember my dad, even when he wasn't able to do much of nothing, he'd try to pat his little hands or tap his feet along,
And his eyes would just light up with joy when I'd sit there at the old piano and try to sing for him. So I'm just going to play like I'm sitting there at that old piano doing a song for my dad. And this is the way I would do it. Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be a supreme sacrifice that was needed. Do another one straight out of the hymn book. Joanna, let's skip that next song that's on the list and go to the old gospel ship. Y'all know the old gospel ship? If you do, sing it along with me. Can we do that? She's doing a great job. Let's give her another hand. I'll throw her a curve. All right, go ahead and let it go whenever you're ready. I'm going to take a trip on the old gospel ship. Help me out with another hand clapping. Come on. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. My joys with you I'll share, and I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship and go sailing up through the air. Oh, I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, and I'm gonna shout and sing. Oh, until the heavens ring. While I'm bidding this old world goodbye. Now, if you're ashamed of me, oh, you have no cause to be, for with Christ, oh, I am an heir. And if too much fault you find, you will surely be left behind while I go
sailing up through the air. Sing it with me if you know it. I'm going to take a trip. Well, I'm going to take it in the good old gospel ship. In the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing. Well, I'm
going to shout.
You got it. Heaven
dream
while I'm bidding this old world goodbye. Let's sing it again. Y'all just getting on it. Come on, I'm going to take a trip. Well,
I'm
in the good old gospel ship. In the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going the sky. I'm going to shout and sing. Well, I'm going to shout and sing. One, heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. I'm bidding this whole world goodbye. Oh, I'll be bidding this whole world goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, y'all are good. If I had a bus, I'd take you on the road with me. I got to pick up, and what's your name? Sharon's got a pickup truck. We'll take as many as we can in the back of the truck. Anybody want to ride? No. Oh, what am I going to do now? Okay. Thanksgiving coming up. We'll skip over that. It's the next song after Had It Not Been, Joanna. And I could stand up here all morning long and tell you what the Lord has done for me. He's performed miracles in my life. How many of you believe that miracles still happen today? Do you believe that? Praise the Lord. You know, some folks don't think that miracles can happen, but I know they can. The Lord's performed miracles in my life, and even in the singing ministry that He's placed me in, I've seen miracles happen, traveling on the road as I do. And I'm a cancer survivor myself. In August of 1991, I went through surgery and all the cancer treatments. I was sick for over 2 years. Didn't know if I'd ever be able to sing another note. Didn't even know if I would live. But God brought me through it. And my daddy told me, said, the Lord's not through with you yet. He wants you to go out and sing and tell folks about Jesus. So I've been cancer-free for well over 20-something years. I lost count. It's been so long. But I praise God for what He's done for me. I have a grandmother who's in heaven now. Now, my mama's mama is still living, but Pastor said we ought to bring her out here. She's 98, and I tell you what, she loves the Lord. And when I go to visit her, I'll go and sing for her there. And sometimes I tell Granny, I say, Granny, it might be 2-3 weeks or a month before I get to see you again. She says, don't you worry about me. And she'll stick that little hand up. She says, I got the man upstairs. I got the man upstairs. And she does. She gets happy. And she'll go all up. Anybody that comes in her room, she tells them, she says, Jesus loves you, and I do too. And she goes up and down them hallways, poking her head in people's rooms and telling them, Jesus loves you, and I do too. And then she'll tell me, she says, you know, Ricky David, I don't know why. That's my name, Ricky David. She says, I don't know why the Lord just don't take me on. I'm 98 years old. Why don't He just take me home? And I said, well, Granny, you're still spreading the love of Jesus. You know, a smile goes a long ways. Just smile at folks. Let them know that you're happy. But Granny tells everybody that comes in, the people that work there just love her. And it's because they see the love of Jesus in her life. And that's why I said, Granny, the Lord's left you here is because you're still spreading the love of Jesus. I have another grandmother who's gone on to be in heaven now. I'll try not to talk too much more, but she had lung cancer. And the doctors had told us that there's no hope for your granny. She's not going to live. They removed one of her lungs completely, the other lung. They removed over half of it, so she had less than a half of a lung. They said she'll be lucky if she lives 3 months. Well, 3 months went by. Granny was still with us. She loved the Lord. 6 months went by. Now my mama's here. If you want to ask her, she'll tell you the same thing. She'll tell you just like it happened. So one day, Granny asked Mom, says, "Will you take me to the hospital?" And we were all like, "Well, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" This was a year later. They said she'd be dead in 3 months. She said, "There ain't nothing wrong. I just want to walk in there and show them I'm still alive." And that's the truth. And she walked in there, and some of the doctors that saw her couldn't believe it. Some of them remembered her, and they said, "This lady should not be living." All hope was gone, but we know where our hope lies. There's love, there's forgiveness, there's deliverance, there's healing, there's hope, all in knowing Jesus. Now, Granny is in heaven now, but when they said she would die in 3 months, she lived another 16 years. So that was a miracle. Yes, it was. Praise the Lord. And you know, I don't know. I promise you I'm going to sing here in just a second. But I don't know, you know, why some folks are healed and others are not. Some folks will come up and ask me, say, "Well, why did the Lord heal you and he healed your grandma? Why didn't he heal my loved one?" I can't answer that. You know, we prayed for my daddy to receive his healing here upon this earth, and he didn't receive his healing. But I believe sometimes the Lord answers our prayers in a different way. He still answered our prayers when we were prayed for daddy, because even though he didn't get healed here, when he stepped across through them pearly gates on them streets of gold, he got his complete healing. So sometimes our prayers are answered in a different way. But I'm so glad that because of a praying mama that my dad came to know Jesus. And I know where he is. And I've got a lot to thank him for. I could stand up here all day long, but I'm going to hush up and sing. I think this would be a good song to sing for you since Thanksgiving is coming up. That just says, "Lord, I've got so much to thank you." If we had time for everybody here to tell us what you're thankful for, we could be here all week long just praising the Lord and thanking him. "Lord, I've got so much to thank you for. God bless you. How more songs can I sing? Two, three? Are y'all in a hurry? Can I do three more? Is that too much? I don't know what time I started or what time you're used to getting out, but I'm going to sing three more. And if y'all have to go, you got to get past Nathan. You moved out of your spot. Get back over there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm going to sing another new song that's new to me and was written by Donnie Sumner. Now, some of you, when you hear this, you might say, well, that sounds almost more like a love song than a gospel song. But, you know, I was grateful that my mom's here today. And, you know, mom and dad were in love for 50 years. We celebrated their anniversary on the 48th anniversary because we really didn't think Dad would make it to his 50th anniversary. But they had dated for 2 years before they got married, so it was still 50 years of love that we celebrated. But, you know, all those years, Mom and Dad took care of me and my brother and two sisters. I know that Mom knew that Dad would always be there for her, and Dad knew the same thing, that she'd always be there for him. And a dear friend of mine just passed away this week, Frances Oldham. I know y'all don't know who that is, but her and her husband were precious, precious friends to me for over 30 years. In fact, Daryl and Jen flew down to North Carolina for their 50th anniversary. And I know how much Frances loved Ralph. And you know, we all are blessed with wonderful friends and family that are there for each other. And even your Christian. We were talking, I think it was last night or maybe yesterday, the Olsen family, me and Mom, talking about, you know, how important it is to have a home church. You know, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but I know for a fact there's lots of gospel singers out there that sing gospel music that don't have a home church. I'll ask them sometimes, where's your home church? Who's your pastor? And they're like, well, I don't have one. I'm on the road all the time. Well, so am I. I'm on the road all the time. But it's very important to me that I have a pastor, that I can call my pastor if I'm in need and say, hey, I need some guidance. I need you to tell me something. Or I can call my church family and say, Mom, I got a prayer request. We have a prayer chain that one person calls the next person calls. Before long, you got the whole church praying for you. And it's important to me to have not only a wonderful family and friends, but our church family that will be there for you in hard, difficult times. But as well blessed as we are with family members and friends that love us, that will be there for you, the greatest friend in the world, that you won't have a better friend than Jesus. If you don't know him today, you need to know him. Now, I hope that this song will touch you. And just as I think of it, as if somebody says, well, it sounds like a love song to me, it's a love song from Jesus. It says, I'll be there. On mountain high or valleys low, even when the cold winds blow, I'll be there holding you. Summer, winter, spring or fall, when your back's against the wall, I'll be there to see you through. I'll be there in everything you do. Oh, I'll be there always loving you. From early morning, rise and shine, till the evening sleepy time, I'll be there holding you. And when the day has come and gone, and you will never be alone, I'll be there to see you through. I'll be there reaching out to you. Oh, I'll be there, always loving you. Yes, I'll be there, through thick and thin, and everywhere you go, I'll be there.
do, and I'll be there, always loving you. Till the stars fall from the sky, until the rivers all run dry, I'll be there, holding you. And hand in hand I'll walk with you, helping all your dreams come true. I'll be there to see you through. Oh, I'll be there watching over you. I'll be there always loving you. Oh, I'll be there. When you're feeling low, and I'll be there. When friends you know all seem hard to find, cause pleasing you pleases me till the end of time. And I'll be there, close to you in everything you do. I'll be there, always loving you. Yes, I'll be there, always loving you.
Amen. Amen. And he is there, always loving us. He's there through thick and thin, always there. We're never alone. If you know Jesus, you're never alone. He's always there. I have two more songs I'm going to sing. One of them will be a song of invitation, but I never close out a service anywhere that I sing without singing this song. As I said, I'm so grateful for all the Lord's done for me, and I could never praise him enough. I just love to sing for him. If it wasn't nobody but me out there in that parking lot singing to the bumper on a car, I'd just be out there praising the Lord and thanking him. He loves us so much that he died for us. What a wonderful Savior we have. Let's just praise the Lord and uplift our praise to him. Oh, what a Savior he is. Praise the Lord. What a Savior.
Forever and ever and ever more. Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a Savior. What a Savior. We can never praise Him enough. I know I might have kept you a little longer than what you're used to, but I want to do one more song, and this is our song of invitation. I've sang this song, I probably think even 9 years ago when I was here, I still sing it. I love this song. It compares our lives to a ship. Sometimes the old ship can be beaten and battered by the storms of life and the thunder and the wind and the lightning and the rains. And just as He can calm those storms, He can calm whatever storm you're facing in your life. If I can just quickly share another quick testimony. I was singing actually here in California. I was in Fresno, California. It's been a few years back. And this young couple, I'd say they were barely maybe in their late 20s, early 30s themselves. And as I always do, I give my testimony about how the Lord's performed miracles in my life and healed me. And they came up and they were holding this little 2-year-old baby boy. And they were just weeping and crying. I mean, they could barely speak to me. They were crying so heavy. And I asked him, I said, please try to tell me what's wrong. Why are you crying as you are? And they said, well, I said, we enjoyed your singing, but more than that, we were encouraged by your testimony. And they had told me, said, you see our 2-year-old baby boy, the doctors have told us that his little brain is, I don't know the correct word to tell you what it was, but his little brain was just completely eaten up with cancer. They said there was no hope. They, in fact, they told those parents, said, love him every minute, every second of every day that you can. They told their mom and daddy of that 2-year-old baby boy, they said, your baby boy will probably be gone in 2 weeks. Can you imagine somebody telling you your 2-year-old child is going to die in a couple of weeks? And I'm not one, I don't try to give anybody any false hope, but I know what He's capable of doing. I've seen miracles happen in my life and in other people's lives. And the first thing I said was I asked the parents, I said, do you know Jesus? And they said, absolutely. And I said, do you believe your boy can be healed? And they said, yes. I said, I do too. And I don't accept this, that the doctors say he's going to die in 2 weeks. I don't accept it. And we're going to pray. And you know, if you just have that little grain of faith, the size of a mustard seed, mountains can be moved. We prayed for that little boy. And it ain't nothing. Rick Strickland ain't nothing. Jesus is everything. I'm not telling you this for me. I ain't nothing. But I am a servant of the Lord. But we prayed for that little boy. And, you know, I guess I wasn't too smart. I didn't think to get a phone number or an email or anything. And I went away from there and not knowing what had happened to that little boy after we prayed for him to receive healing. But it was around Thanksgiving that I got an email from the daddy. And I was fixing to come back to California January. And the daddy wrote, I wish I had the email to read you. It was 3 or 4 pages long. And I read it. And he's like, well, I don't know if you remember who we are. And I knew just as soon as I started reading who it was. He said, we came to hear you sing. And said, we prayed for your little baby boy. And they said, we took our baby boy back to the doctors after you and our the mom and dad. He said, after we all prayed together, we took our little boy back to the doctors. And said, they had all these tests. They could lay them out across that whole both rows. Were cancer, 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 cancer. Every test they had showed cancer. They went back and did more tests after we believed. You know, when you pray, now if I'm wrong, preacher, you can tell me later. But when you pray, if you don't have that faith, it ain't nothing but words. You just might as well pray to that door. If you don't believe and have faith that He hears your prayer and that He can answer your prayer. We have to have faith, don't we, Pastor? To believe. And that day we had faith. And they said, we took our little baby boy back and they did tests on him. And the doctors kept coming back into that room where the parents, they said, we're going to have to do some more tests. We're missing something. So they went back and did some more tests. This went on and on for about, I think they said about 4 or 5 times. They kept coming back and said, we're missing something. You know what there's a missing? Cancer. It was gone. They couldn't find it. And the doctor said, we can't explain this. We can't explain it. We can't find it. I can explain it. Somebody had faith. Somebody believed that Jesus could answer their prayer and get a miracle. And that little boy got his healing. He got completely healed. The cancer was gone. The next time I went back, that little boy was running and playing with all the other kids. And as far as I know, they said he'll live a long life. It was gone. Isn't that something? Miracles can still happen. When it seems all hope is gone and you don't know what to do, turn it over to Jesus. Because he's our anchor. No matter how bad it gets, you just hang on to Jesus and you'll come out victorious. If you have a need today, the pastor's right here on the front row, and I'm sure there's many others will come and pray with you. But will you please come? Bring your needs to Jesus, no matter how small or how big. It doesn't matter. That's what invitation is about, for you to bring your needs to Jesus. And there's someone here that doesn't know him. We want you to know him. This is my last song, The Anchor Holds. Will you please come? You can stand if you want to, or you can stay seated, whatever you feel like doing. But please come. Bring your needs to Jesus. Come on.
Oh,
ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn.